All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. And this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by D-Line Tax and Books. And they ask the questions, what if you received your refund today? What would you do with your money? You can call D-Line Tax Books and we'll make sure that you get the refund that you deserve. You can call D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215. Or you can reach out to them online at DelineTaxBooks.com. Now that we've had a few days to digest everything that went down at the NBA's trading deadline, it's time to look at the winners and the losers. And one team that I think really improved their situation is the Toronto Raptors. They are currently three games behind the Boston Celtics for first place in the Atlantic Division, and they are in fourth place in the Eastern Conference. Now, Toronto had been slumping coming down the stretch, but they used a first-round pick to make a trade with the Orlando Magic to acquire center Serge Ibaka, and then they also reached out and got swingman PJ Tucker from the Phoenix Suns. I think a guy like Tucker is going to fit in to what the Raptors are doing. They have that phenomenal backcourt with Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan, but you need a perimeter defender, and Tucker is a tough-minded player, and that is going to help Toronto come the Eastern Conference playoffs. You also look at a guy like Serge Ibaka, who is a rim protector, and he gives the Toronto Raptors another scoring option in their front court to team with Jonas Valanciunas. I look at the Brooklyn Nets, and this is a team right here. I like what they did, but I didn't like what they did. I like the fact that the Nets were able to go out there and make a trade with the Washington Wizards. They sent the centerpiece of that was Bogdan Bogdanovic. And in return, the Nets are getting a first-round draft pick. And I like that because the Nets right now are hands down the worst team in the NBA. They're 9-49. It would really surprise me at this point to see Brooklyn win 15 games this season, and you're not going anywhere. So you need to stockpile all of the draft picks that you possibly can, especially when you look at the aspect that there's a possibility that the Nets could get the first overall pick in this summer's NBA draft, but they won't possess it due to the fact that the Boston Celtics have the right to swap first-round picks with the Nets. I still would have liked to see the Nets try to shop or trade Brook Lopez. They put him out there, but at first, their asking price was a little bit too high. General manager Sean Marks was looking for two first-round picks, and then he rescinded it and was only seeking one, but it still did not happen, and Lopez is still a member of the Nets. I like what the Wizards did in picking up Bogdanovic because that gives them another perimeter player to go with Otto Porter Jr., Bradley Beal, and John Wall. The Wizards are currently leading the Southeast Division, and they are in third place in the Eastern Conference, and I think they are ready for a deep run in the postseason under head coach Scott Brooks. I like the move by the Dallas Mavericks to acquire Nerlens Noel from the Philadelphia 76ers. It's a situation where Dallas needs to get more athletic in their front court. This is a team that has been improving as the season has progressed, and they are in the hunt to get that final playoff spot in the Western Conference. You look at the logjam that the Philadelphia 76ers had at the center position, and moving Noel along, I think, was a good thing for them, and I think it was a win for the Mavericks as well. I like the trade between the LA Lakers and the Houston Rockets, and the Rockets received guard Lou Williams, and in return, Houston was sending LA a first-round pick. And if you're the Lakers, things have really bottomed out for you right now. Of course, there is some front office upheaval, and you have Magic Johnson, who has taken over as their president of basketball operations. Yes, Lou Williams was the Lakers' leading scorer this season, but you're not going anywhere with him. And as the Lakers are rebuilding, you definitely need to try to stockpile as many draft picks as possible. Even if you don't use the picks, or even if you draft the guys and really don't play them, if you can use them in a trade down the road to get a potential star player, anything that you can do if you're the Lakers to try to remedy some of the struggles that you have had recently. You look at this Rockets team, Under head coach Mike D'Antoni, they have an MVP candidate and point guard James Harden, and they have really put a lot of perimeter shooters around him. Lou Williams is another solid shooter, and he is also a quality ball handler, and this really propels the Rockets to potentially do some damage in the Western Conference playoffs. They are currently in third place in the West. They are in second place in the Southwest Division. And don't look now, but they could be more of a problem to both the San Antonio Spurs and the Golden State Warriors in a potential playoff series. Of course, the blockbuster move that went down right after the All-Star game, you had the New Orleans Pelicans acquiring center DeMarcus Cousins from the Sacramento Kings. Now, I know that the Pelicans have not been able to win a game so far with Cousins, but this is still going to be a very formidable team once they get on the same page. Is Alvin Gentry the long-term head coach for this New Orleans Pelicans squad? I'm not sure, but now you're teaming with the Pelicans, you are teaming Davis, power forward Anthony Davis, and center DeMarcus Cousins together. Both of these guys spent 1 year at the University of Kentucky. Both of them are two of the better big men going right now in the NBA. And when you have talent like that on the interior, along with Drew Holiday at point guard, if these guys can get on the same page, look out, because the Pelicans are going to be a very tough team. I look at the Atlanta Hawks as they were able to go out there and pick up Ersan Ilyasova from the Philadelphia 76ers. That gives them another body as they are looking to make a playoff push in the Eastern Conference. And then there are some head scratchers. You look at the New York Knicks. This is a team, they're not going anywhere right now. They have several teams in front of them for that final playoff spot in the East. And the Knicks did not make one single trade. I look at it, Derrick Rose, their point guard, should have been put out there, and they should have tried to make a move. You look at Courtney Lee, who is somebody else who the Knicks could have acquired at least a second-round pick for, but team president Phil Jackson decided to stand pat. Of course, we know about the ongoing issues between Phil Jackson and star small forward Carmelo Anthony, and to call the Knicks a train wreck right now would be a compliment. You look at the Philadelphia 76ers. Like I said, they made the trade with the Atlanta Hawks to send, with the Dallas Mavericks to send Nerlens Noel there. But then you have another disgruntled center in Jahlil Okafor. And Okafor's minutes have increased now since Joel Embiid is out. But what are you going to do if Embiid comes back? It's a, you know, it was one of those things where former general manager Sam Hinkie was drafting center after center, year after year. But all of these guys were hurt at the time, and it never came to mind, well, what's going to happen if all of these guys get healthy? That has been the case for the majority of the season for the Philadelphia 76ers, and they never really found a way to play all three of these guys together. You traded Noel, but at the same time, you need to trade Okafor, because there are a lot of teams out there that could use a young center such as Okafor that can play with his back to the basket, and they would have sent Philly a lot of good draft picks. You look at the Chicago Bulls, they traded Taj Gibson and Doug McDermott to the Oklahoma City Thunder. But I think the Bulls should have done more than that, because this is a franchise that the wheels have fallen off. Yes, the Bulls are in contention for a playoff spot in the Eastern Conference, but they are not going anywhere. You have good individual players, but everybody is not on the same page. And it goes back to the front office as well. And when you have an organization that is not on the same page, you are definitely going to struggle. I look at the Detroit Pistons and their inability to move Reggie Jackson, their point guard. And it's a situation, I'm sure they tried. I give them all the credit in the world for trying, but you got to find somebody out there that's willing to take Reggie Jackson's contract, and then you have to find somebody that's willing to put up with Reggie Jackson. That's the other thing about it. He's not a point guard for a Stan Van Gundy system. Stan Van Gundy did give him that 5-year, $90 million contract a few years ago, but he is figuring out that he needs a pass-first point guard for his system, and Jackson definitely is not that guy. You had the Boston Celtics and San Antonio Spurs, who both stayed pat, and I still expect them to make moves once the postseason comes around, as they are both deep teams that can make a run in their respective conferences. Now, you know, there are reports about the Cleveland Cavaliers bringing in both Deron Williams and Andrew Bogut once they get their buyouts and once they agree to contracts with the Cavs. And you also have the Golden State Warriors, who are seeking to make a few moves as well. But nothing has really changed. It's still the Spurs, the Warriors, and the Cavs, and everybody else as far as things go, as far as teams that have legitimate opportunities to win the NBA championship this June. So like I said before, I said it in the preseason, I've said it throughout this season, and now that stretch run time is here in the NBA regular season, it's still going to be the Spurs, the Cavs, and the Warriors. One of these three teams is going to take home that coveted Larry O'Brien championship trophy once more. But the race for the postseason is on as stretch run time in the NBA is here. The trade deadline has come and gone. And in the words of the famous boxing referee Mills Lane, let's get it on. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement this June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be breaking down the upcoming NFL draft. So that's going to do it, folks. My name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.